Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise.
In the name of the one in whom our spirits rejoice. Amen. When Will and Molly, our son and daughter-in-law, came to St. Louis to spend the 4th of July weekend with us 4 years ago, the first thing they did upon arriving at our house was to hand to my husband, Bill, a package. I'm sure it won't surprise any of you who know Bill that he is far more comfortable giving than receiving. He looked almost comically perplexed. When prodded, he opened the parcel to find a t-shirt with the words, "Great fathers make great grandfathers," emblazoned on it. At this, he looked even more confused. Even when a copy of an ultrasound fell from within the shirt's folds, this normally quick on the uptake kind of guy just stood there, looking totally bewildered. Will, Molly, and I burst out laughing, and I said, "Duh, Bill, they are trying to tell you that they are going to have a baby. They are expecting. And that means you are going to be a grandfather." They are expecting, and that means. On this fourth and last Sunday in Advent, we followers of Jesus, we people of the way, are also expecting. And that means what? As extraordinary as the advent of Jesus was into the lives of Mary and Joseph, if not even more extraordinary and miraculous, is their families and their communities' apparent acceptance of this impending birth. It is no wonder that Mary went with haste, despite the difficulties of such a journey, to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who it is thought lived about 100 miles away in the town of Hebron. Elizabeth, too, had found herself unexpectedly expecting. But at least she was married to the child's father, Zechariah. What did Mary's parents think? How did they feel? It's hard to imagine that Anne and Joachim were overjoyed at the annunciation Mary made to them. Their daughter, their well-brought-up and betrothed daughter, pregnant, expecting, and telling them that Joseph was not the father, but that God, via the Holy Spirit, was. Now, mind you, this is before any Trinitarian theology was born. How far-fetched would that have sounded then? It can sound very far-fetched now, and we know the end of the story. How did they come to believe? And once believing, how did they continue to live ordinary lives in the tight Jewish community in Nazareth? Did the family keep the unusual circumstances of Mary's pregnancy secret? Did she run with haste to see Elizabeth for 3 months on her own? Or was she sent out of town for a spell so that the potentially scandalous dust could settle and ostracism and or stoning or worse be averted? These family stories, part of our great family story, have much to teach us, I think, about community and connection and about trust. The twin birth narratives of Mary and Joseph's pregnancy with Jesus and Elizabeth and Zechariah's with John the Baptist teach us about how God works in, with, and through us, and about how faith is both a deeply personal and an inherently collective or communal experience. Bill needed the help of Molly, Will, and me as trustworthy witnesses to grasp an advent, a truth he was not expecting. Mary and Elizabeth found mutual support and encouragement through sharing of their unconventional truths, no doubt deepening and strengthening their relationship, their connection with each other and with God. Mary's parents had to have faith, not only in God, but in their daughter. They had to trust her and her faith and faithfulness. So too with Joseph. Mary and Joseph's families stood by them, trusting that God and their daughter and son-in-law were trustworthy and true. That trust, that faith, didn't just happen. It had to have been built on and through ongoing and reciprocal relationship, through an honest sharing of selves and lives, through actions and words. Relationships are both established and ever-changing, as is faith. Faith is change, not something we get, and once we have it, we're done. Faith is a point of departure and a process. Two chapters later in the letter to the Hebrews, we are told that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things unseen. Having faith means expecting the unseen, the unexpected. Having faith means expecting to be surprised and trusting that with God, not just because of our own desire or determination or will, all things are possible. Elizabeth affirms this in saying prophetically to Mary, "Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." God spoke to Mary in a unique, life-changing way, but God speaks to each of us in unique and life-changing ways. In these last 2 days of Advent, I invite us, like Mary, to ponder in our hearts what it means to be an expectant people. The German medieval mystic Meister Eckhart wrote, "We are all meant to be mothers of God, for God is always needing to be born." Living with expectancy means living with openness to, awareness of, and gratitude for God's presence in, among, and with us, even in the most ordinary or daily aspects of our lives. That presence alone is extraordinary. Like Mary, Joseph, and their extended families, may we allow Jesus to be born in and through us. May we encourage and support each other in deepening and sharing the great gift of our faith, a faith in which the ordinary stuff of our lives and ourselves and the extraordinary, God's sacrificial and redeeming and everlasting love for each and every one of us, commingle with every single breath we take. Yes, we are all expecting, and that means what? I think it means new birth, rebirth, co-creation. Expect to be surprised by God, expect to encounter Jesus, and expect to be changed. Amen.